And now back to David Bryan, starring as Paul Garrett, Mr. District Attorney.
"15 years between the commission of a murder and the discovery of it. Our chances of identifying the victim seemed almost hopeless. And our chances of apprehending the killer seemed even more hopeless. Dr. Rowe's picture was on the front page of every afternoon newspaper. But even if he weren't dead, a man can change a lot in 15 years. Only two people might be able to tell us where he was. In the entire world, only two people."
"See? You see what I tell you, Martha? How's that for a hot one? Doctor sought for questioning about unidentified body. I told
Joe,
you.
Joe.
What?
Outside, there's a car stopping.
Let me see.
Two men looking at the house number. Could there be police?
Oh, big one looks too well dressed. No, that's Garrett, the DA.
They're going to come in.
You answer. Don't get rattled.
Where are you going?
The incinerator. Ditch the newspaper. We don't know from nothing. Go ahead. Let him in.
All right.
Mrs. Franklin?
Yes?
Well, my name is Garrett. I'm the district attorney. This is Mr. Harrington.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Well, we understand you used to keep house for Dr. Rowe. Well, may we come in?
Well, yes. Yes, sure.
This was the doctor's home, wasn't it?
Why, yes, a long time ago. My husband and I bought it from him when he gave up his practice.
Would you mind telling us exactly when that happened?
It'll be 15 years in March, I think. Oh, that's my husband. He was out back. Joe!
Yeah, honey. Oh.
This gentleman is the district attorney, and this is Mr.
Harry. Joe Franklin.
They want some information about Dr. Rowe.
Have you heard from the doctor lately?
No, not for a long time. Well, I guess it's 6 or 7 years since we had a letter, isn't it, Martha?
Yes, that's about right.
I don't suppose by any chance you kept any of his old letters.
No, I just threw them out.
Well, where was he living the last time you heard from him?
It was Trenton, New Jersey, wasn't it, Joe?
Yeah, Trenton.
Well, do you remember the address?
He wrote to you about things. You must have answered them.
Well, we did, but he got his mail at the general delivery there. Why, something wrong? Is old Doc in any kind of trouble or anything? He came to tell us?
Well, we wish we knew.
Haven't either of you seen this afternoon's newspaper?
No, I usually go out and get them right after dinner.
I'm going to ask you and your husband to search your memories, Mrs. Franklin. A few months before he went away, Dr. Rowe bought a new X-ray machine. Do you remember that?
Well, I...
Yeah, he got it just about a week after I came back to town. I was away for a while in the Army.
Well, I know it. Can you remember what was done with the crate the machine came in?
Oh, it was put out in the garage until he took it with him.
The empty crate?
No, it wasn't empty. It was pretty heavy, the station wagon he had.
Sudden decision, wasn't it?
Yes, but he was always talking about retiring. I never thought he would, but that night he just decided...
I'm going to be very honest with you, Mr. Franklin. When you helped to load that crate, I don't think you were loading medical. It contained a dead body.
Body?
What?
Did the doctor have any intimate trouble with any visitor the night he decided to leave?
Patients, I
asked. Yes, there was. Arguing with somebody in his office when we were stopped.
You know who it was?
No, the door to his office was closed. Must have been an hour or two later he woke us up and said he'd made up his mind to clear out. Whoever was with him was gone by then.
Gone into that X-ray crate, if you ask me, Chief.
Yes. Now, incidentally, what happened to all the doctor's equipment? He couldn't have taken it all with him.
No, I shipped it off to some other doctor he sold it to.
When?
Not long after he left. He said he'd be selling the stuff. Then he sent me a letter telling me where to send it. I don't remember the name of the other doctor.
Well, that's all right. We do. Well, thank you for your help. Come on, Harrington.
Right. Goodbye, folks.
Good night.
Well, what do you think, Chief?
I want you to catch the first plane out for Philadelphia. see the doctor who bought Rose equipment. I also want to check on the sale of the house to the Franklins, the sale of the station wagon. Everything the doctor disposed of.
I think they told us everything they know.
I don't know, but I'm going to try and find out.
Good morning, Mr. Garrett.
Any word from Harrington?
He called from the airport about 20 minutes ago. He's on his way in now. And there's a Mrs. Kibble waiting to see you. She's in your office.
Did she say what she wants?
It's about the Dr. Rowe case. She used to work for him before the Franklin.
I'll see her right away.
Oh, there's a few other things, Mr. Garrett. These records you wanted from the Motor Vehicle Bureau and the County Recorder's Office.
They cover the sale of Dr. Rowe's house and car?
Yes, sir.
All right, take these papers down to the lab. Give them to Sam Jacobs. Tell him I want a comparison of the signatures on these documents with any signatures of Dr. Rowe made before the doctor's disappearance. Probably be able to get them from the state medical license application.
Yes, sir.
Mrs. Kibble, is it?
That's right.
I'm Mr. Garrett.
I know who you are, young man. And I've come to tell you that I'm surprised at you. Man of your intelligence charging poor Dr. Rowe with murder. Doctor, help folks into the world, not out of it. Even if some of the patients he helped did turn against him and give him a tongue lashing after he retired.
What made them do that, Mrs. Kibble?
Because he sent them bills for what they owed him, that's why. I never could understand why he sent them myself. Never sent a bill to anybody before that. Not in the whole 20 years I was with it.
I see. These bills the doctor sent after he retired, do you know where they came from?
From the General Delivery in Trenton, New Jersey. Not that I ever heard from him. 20 years. He never wrote to me after he ran off. Just the same, young man. He never killed anybody, neither.
You just made me believe that, Mrs. Kibble. Because a man's character doesn't change overnight. If Dr. Rowe didn't send out any bills for 20 years, I doubt if he sent any from Trenton.
Well, his patients got them all right.
Yes, but I don't think they came from Dr. Rowe. Well, thank you very much for coming in, Mrs. Kibble. Thank you very much.
Oh, excuse me, Chief.
It's all right, Harrington. Goodbye, Mrs. Kibble.
Goodbye.
Who was that?
Oh, a woman who kept the house for Dr. Rowe before the Franklins. What did you find out from the doctor in Philadelphia?
Well, just that he bought Rowe's equipment from an ad in a medical journal.
The most important thing is this. Did he see Rowe personally?
No. The whole transaction was handled by mail. Rowe's address was General Delivery, Trenton.
Harrington, we've been looking for a man nobody has seen in 15 years.
Yeah.
We've been ignoring one possibility, though. Suppose Dr. Rowe isn't the killer. Suppose he's the dead man.
But how about this stuff the doc sold and his letters to the Franklins?
Sam's running a lab check on the doctor's signatures right now. While I'm waiting for it, you'd better get to the teletype room. Check Joe Franklin's army record, if any, and ask for a rundown for a possible criminal record in this or other states. Meet me in the lab when you get the answers.
Right, Chief.
Here are the enlargements, Mr. Garrett. The signature on top is a blow-up of Dr. Rowe's signature in a letter he sent to the AMA 6 months before he disappeared. The bottom signature is the one closing the sale of his house after he disappeared.
What do you think?
It looked the same to me. The bottom signature is an excellent forgery. Quite a bit heavier in the flourish under the...
Chief?
Yes, Harrington.
I got a rundown on Franklin from Washington. If he was ever in the Army, they don't know about it. He's done time in the Oklahoma State Pen, though.
On what charge?
Just what you were looking for, Chief. Forgery.
Use your phone, Sam.
Help yourself, Mr. Garrett.
Homicide? This is Garrett. Better get a squad car ready on the roll case. Harrington and I will meet him downstairs in 2 minutes. Let's go, Harrington.
Right.
Yes. Oh.
Evening, Mrs. Franklin.
Mr. Harrington, isn't it?
Is your husband home?
Well, he's busy right now fixing something down in the basement.
Would you call him upstairs, please?
Those men out there on the roof.
Just call your husband, huh? Don't try to warn him. It'll save a lot of trouble. There are men around the back, too.
You know about Dr. Roden?
We do. Will you call him?
Don't hurt him. Please. Please, don't hurt him.
He's hurt us, Harrington. Right in the basement, just went out. Malloy, get that woman quickly. The rest of you close in around the house. Flatten out, men.
Get away from me! Get away, or I'll get to my car. I'll kill you.
You've done all the killing you're going to do, Franklin.
Chief.
Yes, Harrington.
I'm right near the basement staircase. I'll get down there for him.
No, stay where you are. Wait for him to come up.
I'm not coming up.
Yes, you are. All right, Kovacs, put a tear gas shell through that window. Watch it, Harrington. That'll drive him up.
I'm watching.
All right, Joe. Throw the gun down.
Oh, Court.
Harrington.
I'm all right, Chief. Came up shooting. I had a fire.
Radio for a doctor, Kovacs.
All a doctor can do for him is sign a death certificate.
Yeah. Actually, though, he signed his own death certificate.
Huh?
He signed it the first time he forged Dr. Rowe's signature.
The star of Mr. District Attorney, David Bryan, with a word about the program you have just heard.
The span of time covered by this case proves again that there is no such thing as the perfect crime, and that no criminal can ever sleep peacefully. Joe Franklin died resisting arrest. His wife, Martha, entered a plea of guilty to a charge of manslaughter and is now serving sentence. This is David Bryan inviting you to join us when we present our next case based on the facts of crime from the file of Mr. District Attorney.
Mr. District Attorney was originated by Phillips H. Lord. Thank you.